The proposal has gone through the state assembly the last 4 years, and with Democrats taking control of the state Senate, it's likely to pass that house. Then it's up to Governor Cuomo to decide if a single-payer health plan would come to New York. Cost of the plan isn't clear. It would be paid for with all of the federal health care money which comes into the state and with a progressive income tax, possibly all replacing the property taxes which help pay for Medicaid. Buffalo physician Dr. Frances Iluzu says she saw a woman who had delayed seeking care until she had a Medicare card and came in that day.
I have a little lump here. Her chest was eaten up by cancer. I could not believe. So I come from Africa. You can see that in Africa. You know, it's something that happened often in the third world country. But I didn't imagine to see it in Buffalo, where we have hospitals like Roswell.
Dr. Iluzu says the current situation is better because the Affordable Care Act provides free mammograms. Other speakers in the meeting in the Orchard Park Municipal Building criticized the current health care system as expensive, erratic, badly run, and producing sometimes poor outcomes. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.